This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Despite more attacks in Kyiv, reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Tuesday there's a positive mood in Kyiv following news of Ukrainian attacks on Moscow.
People are quite happy about this event, and not because people suffered or, you know, not because there are damages, but just because Russian citizens experienced something that Ukrainians experience every night for the past months, and even in some areas more.
Find Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. There are crucial days ahead as the White House and congressional leaders work to pass a compromise package in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Officials say the U.S. risks default as soon as June 5th. President Biden says he feels good about the deal negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and has been calling lawmakers ahead of this week's votes in Congress. There are still concerns about the deal's passage, with some hard-right conservatives criticizing the lack of deep spending cuts they wanted, and liberals denouncing policy changes like new work requirements for older Americans in the food aid program. The full House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia, her family announced Tuesday. Carter, now 95, remains at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who has been at home receiving hospice care. Married nearly 77 years, the Carters are the longest married first couple in U.S. history. Follow us online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Around 90,000 people have fled fighting in Sudan across the border into Chad, creating an extra burden for one of the world's poorest countries. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Chad was already hosting 600,000 refugees from its war-torn neighbors. It's also grappling with a fourth consecutive year of food shortages. Overall, around 2.3 million people are in urgent need of food aid, the World Food Programme warned earlier in May. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has praised the extraordinary hospitality of the Chadian government and its people, but said the scale of the crisis requires more funding in order to save lives.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Refugees in Kenyan camps are believed to have been hit by a cholera outbreak as the population in the facilities grows rapidly. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Doctors Without Borders says 2,786 refugees have been affected so far, and that there's an imminent risk of outbreaks of other gastrointestinal diseases. The Dadaab camps host more than 300,000 people, and with a biting drought in neighboring Somalia, the numbers are on the rise, straining water and sanitation services. In 2016, the Kenyan government had announced plans to shut the Dadaab camps over concerns that extremists from Somalia's Al-Shabaab group were hiding there, making the camps a conduit for smuggling weapons. But the United Nations had urged Kenya to reconsider the plan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A lawyer for the man charged in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history has acknowledged he planned and carried out the massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue and made hateful statements about Jewish people. Defense attorney Judy Clark told jurors Tuesday Robert Bowers went to the Tree of Life synagogue and, quote, shot every person he saw. Bowers went on trial Tuesday, more than 4 years after the attack that killed 11 worshipers. He could face the death penalty if he's convicted of some of the 63 counts he faces. The defense hopes to persuade the jury to spare his life. Police are searching for three gunmen who they believe opened fire along a crowded Florida beach promenade, wounding nine. The City of Hollywood police say the three ran from the scene during Monday night's chaos along the city's popular beachfront. Two people who were involved in the altercation that led to the shooting have been arrested on firearms charges. Find us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA